Salad
with Shannon and Scott.
Welcome to Song Salad with Shannon and Scott.
I'm Shannon.
And I'm Scott.
And together, we're
live in New York. It's Friday night.
What?
Was it a Friday?
No, it was a Saturday.
It was a Saturday. Oh, well, copyright infringement.
So bad. You didn't even remember
I
when we were
remember
live.
What days we were live.
It was January 20th, 2018. It was our first live show.
A day that will live in infamy.
Yes. And now you're going to get to hear it.
Right now on this episode.
Yes. You will hear the crowd.
As one does at a live show.
And you will hear our dear friend Rob Paravonian, who was also on our show on the Life on the Ground episode.
Yes.
He hosted the show and he introduced us. And then there were a couple other awesome acts that we didn't get to hear or see because we
we heard they were great.
Yeah, we heard they were awesome because we were frantically writing a song.
Which you'll hear.
But yeah, I think it went really well.
Yeah, I'm excited for you all to hear it.
Yes.
So here it is, our first ever Song Salad live episode as part of Rob Paravonian's Odd Rock Comedy Hour at QED in Astoria, Queens.
In honor of our 100th episode.
Happy 100th episode. Honk. As you can hear, Shannon is the piccolo and I'm the French horn.
Yes. John Philip Sousa, man. He could really stir him.
Here's the episode.
So we got a great lineup tonight. We have a great comedy musician, Bipolar Bradley. We have a great comedian, Shauna Lane. And right now I want to bring to the stage two good friends of mine. They run a podcast that I think you've heard of. They're Shannon and Scott. Please help me welcome Shannon and Scott from the Song Salad Podcast. Now, Shannon and Scott, say hello to our lovely crowd.
Hello, lovely crowd.
Lovely crowd. I think a lot of you know,
hello,
but for those of you
crowd.
Don't, tell us who is Shannon and who is Scott.
Oh, I'm Shannon.
Okay.
And I'm Scott.
Okay, I didn't want to be super binary, so I thought I'd ask.
That's very cool.
And you guys have been running the Song Salad podcast. For those of you who don't know, they write a new song every week based on a randomly generated genre of music and a randomly generated topic. And how long have you been writing a song a week?
We're coming up on the 2-year anniversary of starting Song Salad.
Holy ball. 2 years, people.
2 years. We're also almost at 100 episodes.
Nice.
So obviously we skipped a couple weeks in there.
Everyone's allowed a hiatus.
You know, you have to.
Rehab.
Don't read the tabloids. They're really mean to Shannon. Yeah.
Right. Well, the comeback album is always the most anticipated.
Yes, so. Yeah.
And so you guys have legit musical and dramaturgical chops.
Sure.
Shannon, I believe you're a dramaturg, trained lyricist and such?
I mean, I don't know trained is quite right. I'm definitely a trained writer. I write for my job.
Okay.
And then I did study drama in college and became a dramaturg when I moved to the city, which meant that I worked in the theater with playwrights and directors and helped them tell their stories better so that, like, sort of qualifies me to be a lyricist, but we just kind of try things.
Excellent.
Scott's way more legit than I am.
And Scott does the music. He's the producer, music writer, and you've worked with a few really underground productions that I've heard of.
Yeah, yeah. My main work is in musical theater, and I apply my talents to this podcast more than anything else.
Excellent.
Yes, if there are any Hamilton fans out there, I work on Hamilton.
Woo!
It's a good show. It's a good show. Go see it if you can.
it needs to get all the press it can get. So, guys, tell your friends about the show Hamilton.
And I use my involvement with Hamilton mostly to try to get more listeners of Song Salad. So that's what it's at.
Excellent.
Thank you.
And you guys were friends before you started the podcast, correct?
No, we're still not friends.
Oh.
Yeah, it's purely professional.
This is a sore issue. I'm sorry. So like,
we both swiped right. Is that the good one?
Okay. Swiped right, yeah.
We both swiped right on a podcasting networking app called Castr.
Oh, excellent.
C-A-S-T-R.
Yeah. Right. Excellent, yeah, because you can't be a startup unless you drop some vowels.
Yes. Exactly.
Yeah. They're very thrifty on Wheel of Fortune. Yeah, this is fun, because when I met Shannon, I if you would have asked me what a dramaturg was, I thought it was a musical instrument. like a hurdy-gurdy. I thought it's one of those medieval things with a grind on it, and it makes...
It's more like a sackbut.
And what is that?
Google it. Wikipedia.
Was that a topic one week, the sackbut?
It could be.
And so with a randomly generated topic and the randomly generated genre, I'm sure some weeks are weirder and more difficult than the others. What was a particularly difficult mashup that you guys had to tackle?
Yeah, so we spun this one topic, and a lot of the times we call it spinning, because we spin the salad spinner to get our topic, because we don't have like a wheel or anything super tactile that does. Yeah, it's dumb. It just is like we hit the random button on Wikipedia, we see what comes up, and a lot of the time we get articles that are heavily flagged with inaccurate information, or they're like single sentences, or they're in broken English or whatever. We try to roll with it. So this one that we got, it was a foreign word, kekaret nisut. It was like one sentence, and it was some academic reference in like one paper about ancient Egypt that referred to a possible honorific title for a concubine of the king. And we were like, what the hell do we even do with this? And usually if we get something like that, we're like, okay, we can at least Google it more broadly and see what's out there. Nothing. And the only reference that we found for it was in manga fan fiction.
Is a weird rabbit hole to go down.
Yes, and so we went down this whole whirlpool into a manga that we'd never heard of, into this fan fiction, which was really difficult to get through and understand. But yeah, it was just, so finally we just like pulled ourselves out of it, basically. It was like in Inception, where they like kick the chair out from under you. We're like, we gotta go back. So we were just like, let's just take it from the like general meaning of it, a concubine of the king. And then the genre we spun that week was Britpop.
Britpop is like the bands Oasis and Blur, like the song Wonderwall, you know, that kind of music. So we had to write a Britpop song about Kekaret Nisut, and that was one of our tougher challenges.
Awesome. And so on the flip side of that, what's been one that worked so well or worked surprisingly well that you might have not expected to work so well?
Yeah. Well, one of our favorite episodes was our surf rock episode. And if you know surf rock, that's like the Beach Boys, like Surfing USA or like Good Vibrations, that kind of music. And our topic was?
Jalabias. Of course, you all know what a jalabia is.
Body part?
What is that? Yeah, I know. So it's actually a Middle Eastern, like Sinai Peninsula, but originating in like Ethiopia and Egypt, men's tunic dress that is kind of like a big like desert muumuu, essentially.
Is it like... So like a big flowy...
Yeah, like keeps you cool. Okay. And they can be of differing levels of formality for like different... Okay, you might have to be like, you're stepping out jalabia.
Oh.
Or you're like casual everyday jalabia.
Can you bedazzle your jalabia?
I'm sure you can bedazzle your jalabia. So the rabbit hole that we went down with this is that it turns out there were a lot of really like broken ass websites that were selling like women's jalabias in like bright floral prints and stuff. So it looked like kind of like beachwear, and they were, I don't know, there were just all these like weird jalabia ads and stuff. And so we were trying to mash it up with surf rock. And what we kind of came up with was like, okay, so... These are really light, happy songs. They're usually about love. And we were thinking about things like, like talking about like girls in bikinis or girls in short shorts and that kind of idea. So we decided to do a surf rock song kind of about this clothing item. Yeah. So we're going to play it for you. This is
it flying? Is it?
Oh, yeah. Oh, sure. I'll read the lyrics first because it can be a little hard to understand. And that's what we do on the podcast. We read the lyrics. Scott talks about his orchestration and how he came up with what you're about to hear, and then we play the song. So, here are the lyrics. Cruising down the boardwalk, razor scooter on lock. See a chick, wanna talk, pass her on the next block. Rolling up side by side, think I'll make her my bride. Gives a grin, tries to hide. She brings out my good side. What is it about her that's so special? Whatever she's wearing is exceptional. It's a robe from the Mideast, craze storming the beach. It's a muumuu with a tude, price points every girl can reach. Try not to be jealous, but it looks hella comfy. I want one made of mesh, won't make my legs look stumpy. It's a jalabia, jalabia.
All right. So we're going to play you the song, and one thing to note is that the most famous Beach Boys album is called Pet Sounds. I took that too literally. Here we go. This is Muumuu with a Tude.
Cruising down the boardwalk, raise a scooter on lock.
Lock.
See a chick, wanna talk, pass her on the next block.
Oh.
Rolling up side by side, think I'll make her my bride.
Oh.
Gives a grin, tries to hide, she brings out my good side. What is it about her that's so special?
Special.
Whatever she's wearing is exceptional. It's a robe from the Mideast.
Robe from the Mideast.
Craze that storm in the beach.
Craze that storm in the beach.
It's a rumor. With a tube.
It's a muumuu with a tube.
Price points every girl can reach. Trying to not be jealous, but it looks
hella comfy.
I want one made of mesh, it won't make my legs look stumpy.
Jalabia,
jalabia,
jalabia.
Oh yeah. Nice. And what week was that? Do you remember the week?
It was week 24.
So if you guys want to go back and find out and see the magic of that being made. Now, we're going to do another one that that was about a little guy.
A little guy. So Rob was kind enough to be a guest on our podcast. And whenever we have guest spurts on the podcast, we asked them to participate and sing a song with us. And so for Rob's week, we spun trip hop.
So trip hop, which is also known as down tempo, is usually slower, moody, ambient kind of songs. Bands like Massive Attack and Portishead. And usually it's a female vocalist, but we had Rob as a guest, so this is a male vocalist in this one. But a lot of electronic grooves and a lot of sort of psychedelic sounds to go along with it.
And the topic that we spun was the three-toed, snake-toothed skink. And that's one of those topics where you spin it and you're just like, thank you. So good. Thank you. And so Rob is going to sing Life on the Ground.
Oh, yeah.
Us.
So I got my trip-hop glasses for it, too. We're hanging in the club in Bristol. Favorite DJ spin.
Life on the ground, don't make a sound. Skink slide, skittering through grayish and blue. Skinks glide. Short are my arms like nubs, yeah. Green's not the color of my blood. Useless noodle arms like nubs. Green's not the color of my blood. Short are my arms like nubs. Green's not the color of my blood. Useless noodle arms like nubs.
Right. Brilliant. So I know what you're thinking. You're like, we love the music that they make. Wouldn't it be fun if we got to see them do something on the spot? Yeah. On this spot. So we're going to get a suggestion from you, and then they're going to go down into the depths of QED, 12 levels underground in our secured facility. They're going to work on a song. You're going to do the tracks. You're going to write the lyrics, and you're going to come back at the end of the show and play it for you guys. You guys will see a brand new Debutted Tonight song salad song. You guys want to take it away and get your stuff.
So here's how it's going to work. Instead of doing a random genre and a random topic, we're going to get them from you guys. And we're going to use that genre and that topic to write a song in the next 40 minutes and premiere it with all of you. 45, yeah. Great. Helpful. So we're first going to ask for the genre, and the genre of music should be something that is specific enough that it's something that we can really replicate. So not as broad as just pop music, but something more specific like trip-hop or like surf rock, something like that. So we'll take suggestions for that. And for the topic...
So something that is either pretty... universally known so that we can write it kind of easily, because usually we do a good bit of research on these things. So either something that is known or something that is so easily Googleable that we will kind of get the gist of it. And I will say, try not to let the genre that we pick influence the topic that you shout out, because if we spin them randomly. So like if you hear a topic come up and you're like, that would make a good gospel song, don't just yell out. Try to keep them in your head before you suggest
them.
Pick
one now before you hear.
Yeah. All right. Whoa.
That sounded serious. That was like,
A genre or a topic? All right. Do you want the topic first?
Yeah, sure.
Let's do the topic first. What do you have?
So today in 1930, Buzz Aldrin Jr., the second man on the moon, was born.
Okay.
Buzz Aldrin.
That's a good topic.
That's a good.
Yeah. Should we do Buzz Aldrin? Or do any other suggestions? Yeah? Cool. So let's get a genre of music to do a song about. Cumbia, death metal, trap, Bollywood. Yeah?
K-pop
is great.
Bollywood is great. Bollywood deserves its own episode. Like, Bollywood deserves, like, a big production for sure. So what's something you think we can, of the suggestions, what do you think we can do most successfully?
Do you guys want to hear a K-pop song about Buzz Aldrin? Let's go.
All right. Scott and Shannon from Song Salad Podcast, they're going to go work their, it's unplugged, so they're going to go work their butts off and write a song for us. We'll see them in about 45 minutes. Wish them well in their journey.
We're in the studio.
We are in the studio.
Beneath QED. We just came off the stage.
Woo!
And
what
we need...
a rush.
What a rush.
Everyone saw our radio faces. And they didn't run away screaming.
A couple people looked like they were thinking, oh, that's what they are like in person.
Yeah, I know.
So maybe it's good you weren't here, listener, that wasn't here.
And if you were here, we're super excited that you were here.
Super psyched.
Yes.
So, we need to write a K-pop song about Buzz Aldrin.
And we should have gotten the name of the person who suggested K-pop.
Oh, we'll get it when we go back upstairs.
Yeah. But our very own Ben Silver,
yes,
at This Is Ben Silver, came to the show and he suggested Buzz Aldrin because it's his birthday today. Buzz Aldrin's birthday.
Not Ben Silver's
Not Ben Silver's birthday.
Yep. So let's talk about K-pop and Buzz Aldrin,
yes,
before we write our song here.
All right.
So K-pop, the K in K-pop, which we didn't even say upstairs, maybe some people don't know, stands for
Kellogg's.
Korea. Yes. Serial pop music.
Snap, crackle. Sorry.
Korean pop music.
Yes.
It originated in South Korea, and it is considered, you know, all genres of popular music within South Korea, but it's usually more narrowly defined as a form of South Korean pop music drawing on inspiration from the world of Western pop music.
Okay.
Specifically electronic pop music and bubblegum pop music, really like danceable, upbeat, usually like boy groups and girl groups in addition to solo singers. And there are actual like K-pop artist factories in South Korea where they breed these perfect sounding and more importantly looking K-pop artists.
Yeah, there's actually some really interesting reporting going on right now about these kinds of programs and this pipeline in Korea. So please, if you're interested, we don't have the time to tell you about them, but go check out how fascinating this industry is.
It's pretty incredible.
Yes.
The first K-pop idol. So, you know, like I mentioned, the look of these people is very important. These artists turn into idols in South Korean culture. So the first K-pop idol was a boy band called HOT, H-O-T, in 1996. And that's what sort of started this subculture that amassed enormous fandoms of mostly teenagers and young adults. So that's sort of the target demographic of K-pop. One K-pop song that became enormously popular in the United States that you've probably heard is Psy's Gangnam Style.
Oh, is that like representative of the genre, though?
I think it sort of broke out of the more teenage and young adult-oriented K-pop to reach a wider audience in the U.S., but it was just as popular in South Korea. You know, it's true K-pop. And Psy has other hits in South Korea, too.
Yeah.
And one interesting thing that I don't think we can achieve here is that these songs are typically in Korean, and anytime these artists have tried to break into the English language market, it usually has not gone well from a commercial standpoint. So it's better for the K-pop artists to sing in their native language.
Yeah. Okay. Well, our native language is English.
And it's better for us to sing in it.
Yes, it certainly is.
So our example is going to be Sexkies, which is another boy group, and the song is called Couple. Listening to that and so in listening to Candy by H.O.T., which H.O.T. does stand for something, Shannon.
Oh, does it? What is it?
High Fives of Teenagers.
No.
Yes.
No. I love them.
I love that it's like H.O.T. Yeah. High Fives of Teenagers.
So good. That's so good.
It's so good.
And also that it's English.
Yeah.
It's an English acronym.
It's an English acronym, but they only sing in Korean.
Oh, I love it. All right. I have a lot of information about lyrics already.
Great.
So this is a very long article on a website called Seoul Beats, Seoul, S-E-O-U-L, as in Seoul, Korea. And it's called Lost in Translation, the Reduced Role of Lyrics in K-pop by someone named Jasper. It's very long. I got through most of it just now. But they say that lyrics aren't considered as important in K-pop as the danceability and the beat and the sound for a couple of reasons. The first is that they're trying very hard to appeal to a global market. And they realize that if lyrics are really expressive in Korean, that the audience that they're aiming at isn't really going to get a lot out of it because these artists are managed by companies that are aiming to make money.
Right.
And so they want this to have global appeal. And so if you have to like do work to decode the translation of the lyrics, you aren't going to be able to sing along and it makes the music less accessible.
Right.
So that's the first reason.
Okay.
The second reason is that while they will sometimes go to the kind of ubiquitous English language, there's a lot of risk there because the artists are often not fluent in English. And so there are mispronunciations. Like one of the examples was a song that rhymed the word fish with the word cash, which is like, I would rhyme that. I'd rhyme that all day.
Oh,
but
yeah.
Like,
that doesn't sound that weird to me.
Yeah. But like in a like shiny pop song, I guess it would probably be strange.
Sure.
The pronunciation can be funny, or the grammar and syntax like kind of don't make sense. Like one of the examples they gave is someone singing I naughty naughty.
Okay.
And so then it like kind of becomes a little bit of a joke. So they try to stay away from just instead of doing Korean lyrics, doing English lyrics. Mm-hmm. And then, so what that ends up doing is they have minimal lyrics and then like a lot of onomatopoetic sounds or things like boom shakalaka or
sure.
ooh la la, things like that.
Yeah, we heard that in the song Couple that we used as an example.
Yep. And even in ballads, they're getting less and less personal. And another factor here may be that because the artists are so young, like really honestly like high school aged kids.
Weird.
The subject matter can't be super deep. And so it's all about crushes and heartbreak. And like that's kind of it.
Great.
to appeal to that market. So I think I'm gonna go more for like minimal lyrics, but like a lot of fun, like sing-alongable, like nonsense words.
That's great for our audience upstairs.
It is great for our audience upstairs.
Have them do like the ooh la la la's in the chorus.
Yeah, exactly.
Cool.
So can I tell you a little bit about Buzz Aldrin, or do you want to?
Yeah, definitely. I think start talking about Buzz Aldrin, and since we're in a time crunch, I'm at the same time going to try to start putting my band together.
Yeah, great. All right, so Buzz Aldrin, his actual name is Edwin Eugene Aldrin Jr. He was born today, January 20th, in 1930.
It's kismet.
I know. Thanks, Ben Silver. He was the second person ever to set foot on the moon.
And I was the third.
Yeah. No, you weren't. Assuming you aren't a moon landing conspiracist. Yeah.
That's another episode.
Yeah. So he was following Neil Armstrong, and this was on July 21st. Colin Firth. July Colin Firth. 1969. He is a former U.S. Air Force officer with the command pilot rating. He went into orbit on the Gemini 12 mission and finally achieving the goals for EVA, which I believe stands for extravehicular activity or spacewalking.
Okay.
That paved the way for them to go back to the moon and the success of the Gemini program. So he is still alive.
Cool.
He's 88 years old.
Wow.
Which is amazing.
88.
88. it says here on Wikipedia under other names, his nickname was Dr. Rendezvous. Which
what?
I don't really understand.
Does it say why?
No. It was just in an interview, like an oral history. I don't know if it's because like they made a rendezvous with like
sure
Earth
like
when they were
mission.
On the
like,
moon.
I don't know.
So he was the second person ever on the moon with the Apollo 11 mission.
So musically, what I need to include is actually very similar to our Max Martin episode that we did with our guest Joel B. New.
Yes.
It's the same kind of era, like late 90s, early 2000s. And a lot of these groups had a similar sound to Backstreet Boys, NSYNC, Britney Spears, Spice Girls, all that kind of stuff. So I need a very danceable electronic pop beat.
Excellent.
Electronic drums. Sometimes they had those orchestra hit sounds like the kind of thing.
Yes.
So
yeah,
we could
yeah.
throw those in. Synthesizers doing melodic lines and synthesizer pads like we've talked about before doing harmonic background. Synth bass doing a funky bass line and guitar. And then the vocals in K-pop, there's usually in a group a lead vocalist and a youngest member of the group.
Yeah, okay.
Called the maknae.
Ooh.
Which was a popular term used in Japan, I guess, to like help differentiate the youngest person from the leader.
Okay.
I don't really understand why. That's just what it says, so I figured I'd read it. But so we'll have like me being the lead vocalist, and
excellent.
I'm gonna try to do it like live with a backing track
okay.
upstairs. And then we'll have the backup singers be pre-recorded me and Shannon, hopefully.
Yep.
Along with the audience, and we'll kind of like lead them through it.
I love this.
Cool.
I'm already starting on my lyrics.
Great.
So let's
take a quick like 5-minute pause and do this.
Heads down. Here we go.
Heads down, thumbs up.
I have lyrics. that okay. I have written in a fugue state.
What is your concept?
My concept is a teeny bopper love song from the perspective of Buzz Aldrin.
Teeny bopper love song from the perspective of Buzz Aldrin.
Yes, Buzz Aldrin is singing to someone. And Buzz Aldrin is
Recon Man himself. What was his nickname?
Dr. Rendezvous.
Dr. Rendezvous.
Recon Man.
Recon Man himself.
Yeah, Dr. Rendezvous. Kay. All right. So I think we should start out with some like sha-la-las that we can like bring back and use as filler too, which will be a lot of fun.
Definitely.
And then we're going to do a very short verse, pre-chorus.
Okay.
And then a like chorus that repeats.
Great.
So I worked in a lot of space references. I worked in the fact that he was number two on the moon.
Yep.
And I think we could also, if you wanted like Dr. Rendezvous to be his like alias, he could be like coming at ya, Dr. Rendezvous. Anyway.
That could also be like the band name, the K-pop band name.
Dr. Rendezvous. Mm-hmm. That's very good since the other ones were high fives of teenagers.
Right. Yeah. So let's say that's the K-pop band name is Dr. Rendezvous.
Great. I love it.
Great. And I've got my beat going and I think I came up with a fun, easy to learn, sha-la-la kind of pattern.
Excellent.
For the start of the song. That'll be our intro before
Great.
The verse. We'll do the verse, we'll do the pre-chorus, we'll do the chorus, we'll do sha-la-las, and then maybe another chorus.
Great.
And more sha-la-las as an ending.
Sounds awesome.
Cool.
I'm sending you the lyrics right now.
Whoo boy, here we go.
Here we go.
How did it go, guys?
Oh boy.
That must be what working in an emergency room is like. No, we were.
Was there a lot of blood?
Yeah, there was so much blood. This is an express salad. This is a salad you get at McDonald's. Yeah. Like that kind of salad. Before we redo the lyrics to the song, we just want to give you a tiny bit of info about K-pop. In case you don't know what K-pop is. And also a little bit of more info about Buzz Aldrin other than the fact that he turned 88 today, which is like kind of amazing.
88. Woo.
So he's an engineer. He was also an astronaut, as Ben told us. He was the second person to land on the moon, right behind Neil Armstrong, who you probably have also heard of. My middle school was named after Neil Armstrong.
Cool.
No idea why. He's not from Pennsylvania, like at all. He is a former U.S. Air Force officer, and he has the command pilot ranking. And he first went into orbit on the Gemini 12 mission. So Apollo 11 is the mission that landed on the moon. Gemini 12, he did an EVA, which I believe stands for extravehicular activity, meaning he actually did a spacewalk. So he paved the way.
How cool is that?
I know. He's just such a badass. And also, he is skeptical AF, because if you've seen, he got like some kind of award from President Trump. And if you watch him behind Trump, he's making all these faces like, I cannot believe that I've lived to be eight, that I went to the moon and this guy is
for this.
President. For this, I should have stayed. But seriously, like, look up the video of him because he's hilarious in that video. Anyway, and he was in space for a total of 12 days. And we also found out that according to Wikipedia, his other name, like, you know how Wikipedia will give you aliases? Is Dr. Rendezvous. So we didn't have time to like fully explore that, but it was in some like oral interviews with NASA people.
Right,
so like
right.
just keep that in the back of your head.
So, K-pop. How many of you, do you know what the K in K-pop stands for? We didn't even address that. Korean, yeah. So it's Korean pop. And its heyday was, it's still around today, but its heyday was the late 90s and early 2000s, which was also the heyday of pop artists here, like Backstreet Boys, NSYNC, Spice Girls, you know, that kind of stuff. So it was heavily influenced by Western pop music, but obviously with Korean artists, Korean lyrics, and the groups of Korean pop stars were like, intensely bred.
Yeah.
You know, they were groomed and trained, and there was this idol culture around Korean pop artists in South Korea specifically. And the first
exclusively.
Yeah. North Korean K-pop maybe not so interesting.
Yeah.
So the first big K-pop band was called HOT, H.O.T.
Guess what it stands for? You
just
won't.
Just any guesses.
You won't.
Any? It's High Fives of Teenagers. Like, no joke.
high fives of teenagers.
Amazing. Yeah. I love it.
So we decided to name our K-pop group Dr. Rendezvous after Buzz Aldrin.
Yeah.
And here's the concept for the song.
Yeah, so the concept for the song, in my research, my rapid research, I found that lyrics are often downplayed in K-pop songs for a couple of interesting reasons. One is that they want to have a global appeal, and having lyrics in Korean kind of minimizes that ability. And the second is, if they were to just speak in English, they will often have translation errors or pronunciation errors, and so it becomes not actually as universal as they want it to be. So a lot of companies that breed these artists have pushed for kind of onomatopoetic lyrics and lots of like things you can like la 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 along to, rather than there actually being like lyrics that you sing along to. Also, because they're so young, it's about like heartbreak and crushes, and like that's kind of it.
Yeah, target demo is teenagers, young adults. It's all very happy, danceable music.
Superficial. So, what we went for was a love song from the point of view of Buzz Aldrin. And with some like goofy lyrics and lots of like sing-along stuff, which we'll do in a minute.
We'll teach you the sing-along, don't worry.
And I would love to read you my lyrics. All right, it's going to be a verse, a little pre-chorus, and then some chorus stuff that we'll get into. So, launch my heart into space. Girl, you're out of this world. Sleep in the cool embrace of the frigid, lifeless void.
He's a scientist.
He's a scientist. That's fine. And then the pre-chorus, Apollo 11 coming in for a landing on you. Chorus, hey, my star girl, I loved you from the start. I'm number two on the moon, but you're one in my heart. Like a comet, you soar and break apart. I'm number two on the moon, but you're one in my heart.
So good job.
Yeah.
The title of this song is Number Two on the Moon.
Obviously.
Yes.
And we do not mean to imply that Buzz Aldrin pooped on the moon. Please, please do not tweet.
But like
Buzz
he did, right? But like he did.
But
not like on the surface, but like
while
he did.
He was on it, maybe.
Let me get our starting pitch here.
Yeah.
Oh, Rob, I think, yeah. Oh, there it is.
Oh.
Okay, that's our first note. So everyone, we're all going to sing together in the beginning. It's going to be la 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 sha la 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 over and over, and it goes like this: la 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 sha la 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 la. La la sha la 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 sha la 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 sha la la. Great. So that just happens once in the beginning of the song, and then twice at the end of the song. Yeah. And then we'll do the middle stuff in the middle. Yeah? Should we try it?
All songs go. Yes, indeed.
All right.
And Scott's going to sing, and I'm gonna step back because he can't auto-tune.
Actually, can I look at the lyrics on your phone?
Oh, yeah.
Because we wrote this literally 10 minutes ago.
In a fugue state, we wrote this. Okay.
Cool. Here we go. Ready? Oh, one, two, three. And
la 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 sha la 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 sha la 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 sha la 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 la.
Launch my heart into space, girl, you're out of this world. Sleep in the cool embrace of this frigid, lifeless void.
Apollo 11 coming in for a landing on you.
Hey, my star girl, I loved you from the start. I'm number two on the moon, but you're one in my heart. Like a comet, you soar and break apart. I'm number two on the moon, but you're one in my heart. La la la, sha la 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 la, sha la la.
Has landed.
Yeah. There it is.
Thank you. Yeah.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you to Rob. This is our first time ever doing anything live, and so thank you to Rob for generously letting us experiment on his show, which is so great. Rob is awesome.
Thank you to Ben Silver for our topic.
Thank you. And who suggested K-pop?
Who shouted K-pop? What's your name?
Molly.
Molly. Thank you for our genre.
Woo!
Yes.
We would love it if you guys would subscribe, rate, review, don't sue. Which is our Patreon. We have
Twitter.
Twitter at Song Salad Cast. Our website is songsaladpodcast.com, and you can find links to our Patreon and how to follow us on all the social medias. And
yeah. Thank you so much, guys.
Thank you.
We dude it.
We dude it.
We dude it.
Oh, I'm exhausted.
You heard our live show just now, and we are
that was crazy
no longer live. We are back in the safe, cozy cocoon.
It's so much safer.
It is so much safer. No pressure.
I know,
we were working so fast.
So did I mention on this podcast already about how Megan and I did a British Bake Off challenge in London?
I don't remember. You might have tweeted about it.
Long story short, Megan and I did a like gingerbread house bake off in London, and we had 90 minutes to do it. And
in like a pop-up, right?
Yeah,
for the show.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. That time flew by so quickly, and I was like, I didn't know 90 minutes could happen so fast. And then we did this live show.
In 45 minutes?
It basically went double the speed of that baking show.
Oh, really?
Experience.
90 minutes was double the speed of 45 minutes?
The feeling was double. The feeling.
Math is hard, I know.
Because the stakes were higher.
The stakes were higher.
That's what I'm trying to say.
Because we could have failed in front of a bunch of people.
Right. And with the gingerbread house, like, you still get a pile of edibles.
Pile of edibles. Yes, indeed. Yeah, we were like in a fugue state, just writing as fast as possible.
That was
and
insane.
Like at one point, Rob, who was hosting, who like, thank you again, Rob, you heard him on
yes,
the recordings.
Rob Paravonian.
He like opened the door to check on us, and we were like, what?
Are we done?
We were like, what's going on? What do you need?
Did we miss it?
And he was like, just how are you guys doing? What's going on?
Get back to the stage,
yeah,
Rob.
Yeah, we were like, leave us alone. But it was so fun, and it was just, I don't know, it was really cool. One woman in the front row, the woman who shouted Bollywood.
Oh, yeah.
I really want to do Bollywood.
We'll have to get a Bollywood episode at some point.
We have to get a Bollywood episode.
We wouldn't have been able to do it justice in that amount of time.
Not at all.
Not that we did K-pop justice.
No.
But
yeah. But if you're at the live show and you found us through the live show, say hi to us. We'd love to say hi to you.
Join us on Twitter at Song Salad Cast. Join us on our new Facebook group, the Produce Section.
Song Salad Podcast - the Produce Section on Facebook.
And if you're feeling generous, support us on Patreon. Patreon.com/songsalad.
$2, $5, $10 a month.
And if you donate $5 or $10 a month, you get access.
I don't know what that was.
You get, I'm just trying to choose to ignore it. You get access to our bond tent, both ongoing bloopers and outtakes and extras from the podcast, and access to the archive of all the bond tent we've already posted.
Yeah. So
oh,
thanks.
Man. Thank you once more to Rob Paravonian and the Odd Rock Comedy Hour at QED every
third
Saturday. And you can find them online.
QEDAstoria.com. Yes.
Until next week.
I'm Shannon.
And I'm Scott.
And together,
we're
famous?
Famous?
Famous? Famous. Are we?
Shannon, put that cocaine down.
Ah!